On this Friday morning, we'll check now what's been happening with the marketplace and some analysis with Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it's been an interesting week in Chicago, and some are beginning to feel a little better about the corn market, at least. I don't know whether you think there might be a near-term bottom in place sometime soon or not. What do you suppose?
Well, I guess I'm not sure that we're into harvest far enough here, Todd, that we can say that at this point. I think we here in central Illinois maybe see a lot of harvest getting done, but when you look at it overall, we're still just kind of tip of the iceberg. So I guess I'm not of that mind right now. I think we still have, at least from a cash standpoint, some additional downside, and probably from futures as well. I think we're just kind of here right now today trying to kind of even some things up. We had these rains, and that's pretty much from the, you know, northern plains down to Texas. I mean, we've had pretty much a stop of harvest here, it looks like, and I think there's a little bit of maybe oversold conditions that the market's correcting. And on the other side of that, we seem to have, you know, these big yields continue, and we keep hearing those. We got several private estimates coming out with some huge numbers, and I think that's the, you know, the negative side of the market right now. So we're just kind of sitting there trying to get the hedging done and, you know, take care of the cash that's being sold out here.
It wouldn't be terribly hard. The corn would have to only be up what it is now, a half cent or so, in order to finish this week higher. That would be a good mark. Do you suppose that can happen today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we could have an up week. We're up on beans and wheat, both pretty substantial here as of current trade. I think we can see the corn higher for the week. I'm not sure that, you know, that may be a stabilization effect rather than a trend change, though.
Yeah, in fact, beans for the week are up about 11 cents, and wheat futures are actually higher, too, up 7.5, so I suppose that could happen. Anything in the outside markets or the livestock that you're interested in this morning?
Well, the dollar is higher here this morning, and that continues, I think, to keep, you know, a little bit of a top on some of these markets because of that. Livestock, just cash cattle trade out there, it seems like the packers are just kind of stepping back and saying, we're just going to use our contract stuff for October and we're not going to buy any cash right now. And that's kind of a historic deal if we can go a couple weeks here without getting any cash traded other than the already contracted stuff.
Thank you so much, Bill, for taking the time with us this morning.
Okay.
Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on this Friday edition of the opening market report. Numbers in Chicago are in the green for corn, up 0.75 cents in the nearby December, 0.5 in the March, and July up 0.75. November beans are down 3 at this time on the daily trade. They are higher for the week. January up, or rather down 3.25, and July down 3.75. The soft red winter wheat in Chicago is currently trading the July contract down 1.5 cents for the day, and the livestock numbers are a bit higher on this hour, and they're currently trading 42.5 cents higher in the live cattle, up $1.05 in the feeders, and lean hogs are 12.5 cents higher. You're listening, of course, to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Here's what a quick look for the forecast for the day tells us about the Urbana-Champaign area. A 40% chance of showers. Those will come after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mostly cloudy for the day. Temperatures falling to around 54 degrees by 5 p.m. It will be breezy with a west-northwest wind at 18 to 20 miles an hour. That a gust all the way to 22. A 30% chance of rainfall this evening with a low of 36 degrees. I'm Todd Gleason.